I just lost track of my body, and I was just staring straight at the TV, and I could feel my whole shit disappear, and I was just eyes, and all I saw was Quavos everywhere. There's so many Quavos. And then that shit just dropped, and it all made fucking sense.
2018, we have made it here. We are here right now in 2018. It is no longer 2017, the year of bullshit. I got seven warnings. I got fired like four times. It was a year of bullshit. Fuck it. It's in the past now. We are here in 2018. I'm not even going to say 2018 anymore. I'm going to say 2018 because this can be the year of sophistication. It can be the year of whatever you want it to be. We can just call it the year of possibility because we don't know what's in store. You never do. So just live in the now. Cast Podcast and subscribe to me on SoundCloud and YouTube and soon to be Patreon. Subscribe. Follow me. Patron me. Do what you can. I need the money, okay? Give me money. I want money. That's all I want. This is really fun. This isn't a job to me. And if I can get paid for it, that'll be a dream come true. So give me money, and I'll give you really dope-ass content. Today, we have an episode which is basically just a sit-in with me and my good friend Kyle. He's more like my brother. I know you've met him before. He was in episode 2, The Drunk Cast. But just like the rest of my bullshit, that season is in the past. And I don't know if we can do seasons with podcasts, but I do what I want because this is my motherfucking house. This is my house. This is my media page, my SoundCloud, my YouTube. This is my shit. So this is season 2. And we're going to do it way bigger, way better. I promise I got some awesome-ass episodes. I got some controversial-ass stories and shit that people came on and told. And this episode, I'm going to consider it the 2018 extravaganza. So it's going to be a 3-part episode. Basically, a quick rundown. The first episode was me and Kyle deciding to do nitrous oxide, and we did that. And after that, the conversation went to DMT. And so you got yourself a live DMT episode. Not live as in live stream, but live as in while we're doing it, you get to hear it and see our reactions, and some crazy shit happens, and you don't want to miss it. So that's going to be part 2. And in part 3, I have something very, very, very special that you're not going to find out what it is until the end of part 2. So stay tuned for that. You're really going to enjoy it. And all I got to say is Shane Moss. So there you go. There you have it. What else? Sponsors. I don't have any sponsors. So in the space where I would usually do a drug tip of the day and where I would hope to have sponsors one day, I'm just going to try to support other artists and other people who are trying to make it, because people should start supporting other independent people, other independent creators. That's just that, because I would want people to do that for me. So I'm going to do that for people. So right off the bat, go support and go Google and look up Orin Major. He makes really dope ass music. It's rap. Go check out the Rico Brothers. They make really dope music. It's rap, but it's some kind of different space agey, new, non-clone, non-mumbly godhead rap. And that's the shit that I like. Orin Major, he makes really good conscious rap too. He has an album coming out on 111 called Black Privilege. So go pre-order it, I think you can, and just buy it. Go support Manifest Films. Manifest Films is a film company started by somebody that I went to school with. It's really fucking awesome. Him and another independent African-American filmmaker just created a short film with their version of Static Shock. It's fucking amazing. Go check out the teaser trailer. I'll drop a link. Just go support these people. They're no less talented or less capable of creating wonderful and beautiful stories and music than the people that you see on TV. And if anything, they're more capable because they still have that hunger that these people who have been given a silver platter no longer have, likely. I'm not going to say 100% they don't have it, but a lot of them probably don't, because you got it. You got what you wanted. But I'm getting sidetracked here. Let's get to the episode. It's not really a traditional podcast. It's a sit-in. So there are interesting parts, and there are parts that are not so interesting. When you're doing nitrous, there's a lot of changing of little knobs and little shit like that, so you can change out the cartridge to reload one and get more gas into another balloon. So there's just a lot of in-between shit that's not really talking. But there is music played in the background, to which I do not own the rights. I don't own the rights of any of the music that you're going to hear today. None of this is mine. It's just playing on the TV, accompanying our trip. So please don't sue me. I'm not making any money at all from this podcast. I try to do this as independent as possible. And it's not a traditional podcast. It's more of like a sit-in. So this is pretty much how we are when we are recreationally getting high. And I mean that as far as the nitrous. When we get into the DMT talk, it gets a little more serious. But that's a bridge that we'll cross when we get there. This episode is not very professional at all. I rarely ever whip out the nitrous. It's a rare thing. It's only here to accompany trips on LSD and mushrooms and things of that nature. So when I do break it out, I usually only do one or two. But for the sake of a good podcast and discovering something new and that I didn't get to do last night, which was DMT on New Year's Countdown, I didn't do it because they shoot a lot over here, so I didn't want to get freaked out. So today I decided to go all out, and I ended up doing somewhere around probably 6 whippets. Some of them were 2 at a time. Some of them just single ones. So we yielded some interesting results, and I actually started to experience an ego death, but it actually doesn't last long at all. So I was coming back down and able to explain it while it was happening. So that's pretty funny. What else do I got? That's pretty much it. It's not very professional at all. It's not very scientific is what I mean. We're just fucking around, basically. We're just getting high. And nitrous oxide is a dissociative anesthetic. It is and sort of psychedelic. It's actually really psychedelic, if you ask me. But we're not doing this in a clinical setting. We're just goofing around. So please don't bash me. We're just having fun. We're doing this in a safe way always, though. I have gloves so I don't freeze my hand with the cold gas. We're using proper equipment. We're taking breaths in between. We're practicing harm reduction as we do it, but we're not so much talking it because we already know it. This is not a harm reduction talk podcast. That's an episode for the near future, probably nearer than it would have been before, because we're starting off this season with a drug episode, so I have to probably reiterate that or back that up with some good old harm reduction, just so you know I'm not a fucking asshole. Just because the internet's cruel, so. And people do dumb things. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Here it is, season 2, episode 1 of the Here and Now Cast podcast, featuring That Guy Kyle. Some nangs, aka whippets,
aka Laughing Gas, aka Hippie Crack.
Is this what it sounded like last night over here?
I don't hear anything.
It was actually like way worse than that because it was a bunch of different shit. Pistols and rifles and apparently rocket launchers and grenades. But I thought it was only right to start off the new year and to help my new year's resolution to record a podcast about what we're doing.
Oh, if you recording?
I've been recording.
I didn't know.
So here we go. 2018 extravaganza.
Woot woot.
Woot woot. Alright. So basically, what we're doing here is we're going to inhale laughing gas that you would be administered at a dentist if you were getting a tooth pulled or something. But I can't unlock the box. Okay, there we go. Oh no, I need a glove. I need a glove!
I don't have one, I didn't handy. You don't own a single pair of gloves?
Huh?
You don't own a single pair of gloves?
No.
No!
Let me see. It has to be around here somewhere. There's no way I could fit this mitten.
No.
It's a fucking glove. How hard could it be to replicate that?
Kind of hard because a glove is a glove.
You're right. I gotta have a glove somewhere. We will prevail.
What you gotta do is get baby socks on each one of your fingers and then put the wristband on your hand to hold it all there. This fool's never prepared.
Eureka! Glove.
Eureka!
You what?
I got me glove.
My glove.
I'm in me mom's car. Broom, broom.
Okay. Oh shit, I'm already
need some tunage.
Putting on the gloves. Okay. I'll let you, DJ. There's the aux cord.
No, I should put it on.
On the TV?
On the tube.
I'm not profiting from this podcast in any way, and I do not own the rights to any of the songs that you may hear. Unless they're mine.
Legal disclaimer.
Okay, there you are. We got DJ Kyle on the ones and twos. The ones and zeros. Put it on some slippery stairs. You don't know what slippery stairs is?
What, did you see it?
Go ahead and type in slippery. Oh.
Hey.
We're gonna check out some slippery stairs eventually in this podcast. Okay, so I'm gonna take my nitrous charger, it's called, and that's a little canister that has the gas inside of it. No, it's fine. Oh yeah. Alright, that's better. Then you wanna take a balloon.
You just hit up the local dollar store for these fancy
dollar store.
Smiley face balloons.
I just got standard balloons here because I'm not taking giant balloons in, so regular size will do.
Oh shit.
Are you fucking rewinding it, dog? And then you gotta get what's called a cracker.
Not the racial slur.
And then you put your canister, your charger, into the cracker. Screw it tight. And And then the cracker has two holes on it. And you secure the balloon over the end of that so that the air flows into the balloon when you release the cracker. And the reason I needed a glove was because this shit's really cold. It's a cold gas. So it freezes when it touches.
Fucking hobo glass or fucking hobo glass. Fucking
I got holes in my fingers. And then you just wanna
I gotta have this on my own. I got down to a science. Much better.
And then you're gonna hear a sound that is infamous at festival grounds across the nation and the world. It's a sound that is unmistakable and immediately recognizable. And this is that sound. These are some good balloons. So what I just did was I just twisted the end of my cracker and it released the gas that was in the canister that was sitting inside of it into the balloon. And now the gas is in the balloon and in the hands of that guy Kyle.
Hey.
So I'm gonna quickly prepare myself a balloon. And Kyle is going to attempt to... Oh, wait, never mind. Just let it play.
Gotta prepare yourself to experience the womp womps.
The womp womps. We're gonna get into that.
Yeah, if you don't know what that is, you'll soon know.
So, we're basically just gonna do this, and when we come down, or we're gonna describe a little bit how it feels, and when we come down, we're gonna explain it to you a little more. And then we might repeat it a few times.
We were actually just talking about this shit last night over at Melissa's house.
What?
Hippie crack.
Appropriate for the occasion, smiley face balloons. And all you do is just inhale it and hold it for a minute. Make sure you take a good breath before you first do it, just to get your CO2 levels up in your blood. And go for it.
So first off, it makes your voice really deep. It starts off with a nice lightheadedness.
Creeps up on you.
Slowly progresses into a vibrational kind of wave with a accompanying sound that's like...
It's the weirdest fucking shit ever. But now my voice is getting kind of back to normal. You can hear me. Sort of transitioning.
Yeah, the moment you release is when you get the tingling feelings all over your body.
It's so weird. It's so much cleaner than traditional inhalants.
Yeah.
Like air duster. God, this is so weird. Look at this. It looks like it has a tattoo. The balloon is actually, the ink on the balloon that makes a smiley face, it actually comes up off of the fucking texture of the balloon.
Yeah, that's weird. Yours is wrinkly like it's doing it, but in mine, it just, you can tell that it's just like... Oh my
God! It seems like poor craftsmanship.
I'm sure it is. Dollar store balloons.
Alright,
Alright, let me see your balloon.
Yeah, this stuff's way better than just fucking doing air duster and shit.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, leads, baby.
Used to be hard.
And to all the
shit,
people
though,
who may think that doing nitrous is the same class of drug as doing something like air duster, I mean, technically it is because it's an inhalant, but at the same time, the mechanism of action is completely different. The class of action is also different. These classes of drugs are more known as disassociative anesthetics and even psychedelic to some extent.
And it doesn't have the chemicals that they put in.
Yeah.
The air dust and shit. You burn yourself? Or freeze yourself?
Yeah, that's what I meant. See, I got on these fucking Home Alone gloves. Looks like I'm about to break in the house trying to abduct Kevin.
Hey, Marv!
Jesus. And the coldness of the metal of the cracker is actually cold enough to cause the same effect as it would if you were to stick your tongue to a flagpole. It's just super duper duper cold and very very uncomfortable when you touch it. So I will not make the same mistake twice. And always get a bunch of good breaths in between each balloon, just to keep your oxygen levels normal. When you do this at a dentist's office, there's a reason why they administer it with a mask and accompanied with oxygen. It's because your brain isn't able to tell that when you're inhaling this gas that it's not oxygen. So your brain doesn't tell you to breathe, motherfucker. And you might be so out high out of your mind that you forget to breathe. So sometimes people fall over or they pass out or whatever. But
yeah, they never try to hold it in too long than you think.
Exactly. So I can try to do a double to show you guys what that's like, but I'm really scared. My balloon!
Oh, it's got a leak. A leak.
Leak?
You got a leak in the balloon.
I gotta get it off the cracker. Alright, here we go.
I'm going to hyperspace, brother. I'm going to hyperspace right now, son. Oh, shit, son. Oh, this is already the farthest I've ever been. I'll take the rest of the balloon right now. You hear me?
Yeah.
God damn it, I wasted it all over my chin. Ah, shit.
God damn it. I'm so fucking twisted right now. This is hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. This is my shit. I did a fucking cover to this song. This sounds so strange. But the fact that I still noticed that it was a song that I covered through the fucking heavy-ass auditory hallucinations is hilarious. This bitch is hard. I actually enjoy Cardi B.
She's alright.
She's tight.
I just can't listen to her talk.
Stay upset. That's fucking tight. Alright, you ready for a double?
Double me up.
I'm gonna get you a new balloon.
Fuck that. Right.
I think your balloon, when it broke, it froze back together. It was like, nope. Because it was like a little puff that came out. It's like,
I'm gonna turn this up while I get this balloon ready. Then we're gonna talk to Kyle and see what he felt.
Party or Cardi by Cardi B, bitch.
Party or Cardi.
Yeah, poke you around. This is a good verse for 21 Savage. Yeah, you party with a savage, too. Set up on a savage and Aston, yeah. High-end cars and fashion, too. Now he puts out fast. Oh, God. I'm a blood, my brother gripping. Bitch, I'm dripping. Ho, you dripping. Tell the waitress, yeah, I ain't tipping. Not like hot sauce on my chip. Oh, God. I put a rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titty. I'm in a Bentley truck. She keep on sucking like it's tinted. Torn. Audi VVS is nigga, my spurn work. Me, oh, God. Bitch, so bad. Right, I'm gonna hook you up with this one. Is your boy ready? Oh shit.
She balloons.
Whatever. In the twilight.
That guy Kyle going for the double.
Hold it. Gang, gang. Ready now, son.
Boy, that shit's intense.
Yeah, it is. The tone is so intense. I didn't expect it.
Right when you think you hit where it's hitting you, it's just like, nope, and there's some more. Oh, my lips like feel numb.
I pretty much feel completely back to baseline.
Nice.
That's another thing about this stuff. It's very quick.
Yeah. That's the thing that's kind of bad about two people. Like, oh shit, yeah. I'm gone already. Rito. I need another one.
That's why before I go for it, I already know what dose I'm aiming for. It's hard enough to do a double. And I won't force myself to buy an actual dispenser where you can just hit the button with a canister in there and it just fucking automatically dispenses it. I feel like this is perfect.
We should try to do some of those big punch bowls sometime, though.
Oh, like a big one?
Yeah. Man, I'm so pissed. This damn water I bought is garbage. It's only $1. I know, but I'm thirsty. I want flavored water, and this is just bullshit. Not by La Hush sparkling flavor water.
I never turned on the capture.
Chest bag, give me chills. In the left hand, a Richard Mill. Not the watch, but the price on the ice. If you don't know what that is, motorsport, motor bill. Aboard the mission, that's a gill. Motorsport, but that thing is sports. Shot it fast, pop a lot of quick, pop it. You are. All right, in the spirit of 2018,
because I didn't get to do DMT last night, and probably very good reason, I'm gonna do two balloons at once. All I can say is do not try this at home.
I can't fit both in my mouth at the same time, so I'll just go back to that. Why I gotta do it right when the song is? I'm already like back from where I just was. The fucking thing is still frozen. Holy shit. I just took that fucking shit. And this shit just turned into, like, I just lost track of my body and I was just staring straight at the TV. And I could feel my whole shit disappear. And I was just eyes. And all I saw was Quavos everywhere. There was so many Quavos. And then that shit just dropped and it all made fucking sense. It was just like, wait a minute, nigga, you good? Like, there was this voice in my head, like, when it hit the peak of intensity where it was like all the Quavos. And there was like these, you know, in New Orleans, in like the Saints, I think that is what it is, the Saints logo, that little fucking like crest looking thing with the fucking... there was like a bunch of those and it was like Quavos inside of them. And there was this voice that was like, yes, this is the hardest you've ever gone on Nangs right now. Right now. And I wanted to panic for a second, but then when the music dropped, it was just like, doom. Like, that's what this shit is for. We'd be fucking geeking. This shit is great. And then that fucking Asian dude, he's in like all the fucking videos with the gold.
That dude's
with the
rich as shit.
Fuck yeah.
He makes all the grills for all of them.
Fuck yeah. He would never turn What's down the job.
Eddie Chang or something like that.
Something Eddie something like that. Shit. Yeah. Alright.
Let me get you one of these things.
Those are your two balloons. Holy shit. But we gotta do it right for this one. Holy shit. Where's the alright. For this one, you gotta think of like a tight song that you would wanna fucking... You wanna go the tame way? Tame Impala? Okay.
I can do that.
Cause that was just hard as fuck. That was tight. I mean, but that was like
bass drop, or not really just bass drop, but
well, Let It Happen has that really good where it starts off like. Yeah. All right, we'll go with that. Okay, and I might even be able to, if I can time it right and do it fast enough, I can just play the fucking video, and then it'll be ready to do right when he.
Yeah, died. Let it go. Frozen.
That'll be a trip.
And if you've never experienced Tame Impala, you're not living.
Right. You're doing something wrong, son.
The depth of their music is insane.
Yeah.
actually don't think I knew they had a video for this one.
Yeah, that was. This is the when I first discovered Tame Impala. It was his first video. Well, this is the first video that I watched.
38 million views.
There was just one video I saw about MGMT yesterday, and it was super trippy. I don't remember what it was called, but I think it's like the new show. It's frozen right there.
Balloon one.
Oh, Dot. I'm so excited for you.
Me too.
Pushing new limits in 2018 already.
Oh, 2018. Breaking boundaries.
Look, Bruce.
Coca-Cola. That was funny as hell. I thought I was going to get in front of the cashier and just start dying laughing. Coca-Cola.
You ain't got nothing good in your Coca-Cola.
I don't want no grape Fanta.
Yeah, what kind of bullshit is that?
Alright, hold on, let me turn this up.
You were right when it starts?
Hold on, I think the video is different, so I'm just gonna do this.
People, that was part one of three of the 2018 Here It Cast Now Whatever Extravaganza. The next podcast is going to feature our DMT session that we went into shortly after we began the conversation about it. So
tune in and stay tuned. Man, I really gotta stop smoking weed. You gotta just wait for the next goddamn episode. Hearcast Now, Podcast Now Pod. Signing out. Till next time.